Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, December 9th, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Texas sues to help President Trump. The Supreme Court rejects Republican efforts to overturn the results in Pennsylvania. Joe Biden reveals his three-part COVID plan. New York deploys a so-called mask squad to enforce lockdown laws. Alcohol sales jumped 60% since COVID came to town. Also, I had the latest decision over the presidential vote. But first, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filing a lawsuit to overturn the 2020 election results in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin. The very unusual challenge asks the Supreme Court to declare any electoral votes cast for Joe Biden as, quote, unconstitutional and illegitimate because of alleged illegal early voting in those battleground states. In another big case, the Supreme Court refused to hear a Republican lawsuit in Pennsylvania. The justice is rejecting a case to dismiss hundreds of thousands of mail-in ballots. The court issued a one-sentence decision with no dissent, saying, quote, the application for injunctive relief presented by Justice Alito and referred to him by the court and referred to him to the court is declined. Joe Biden releasing his plan to combat the virus in the first 100 days of his administration. The proposal emphasizes masks, vaccinations, and reopening schools, but as usual, the vice president is short on specifics. New York Governor Cuomo sending members of the health department into the streets of New York. It's called the Mask Squad, and it's supposed to enforce COVID restrictions and stop folks from gathering in big groups. Well, since New York cannot even control violent crime, confidence in this effort is low. Unhappy Americans are turning to the bottle to cope with things. Sales of alcoholic beverages up 60% since March. Most popular drinks in November, tequila, vodka, beer, and wine. Online purchases of spirits up 340% in the last 6 months. New York City leading the nation in drinking. In a moment, does President Trump have any chance of staying in the White House? Right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The Supreme Court will not hear a lawsuit asking for mail-in votes in Pennsylvania to be thrown out. As we reported, the decision was released in a terse, word of the day, terse fashion. Basically, they were quoting Bush the Elder, not gonna hear it. Nevada's highest court said the same thing. There is an active voting fraud lawsuit in Arizona at the Supreme Court there, the state court. And Texas now asking the federal Supreme Court to invalidate votes in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin, as we just reported. But the Supreme Court will say the same thing. No. Why? Well, I've been reporting since the vote and the allegations of fraud. And by the way, I do believe there was fraud in the election. I don't know how much fraud, but I do believe six places, Atlanta, Georgia, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Detroit, Michigan, Wayne County, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Clark County, Las Vegas, Nevada, were compromised, mostly by mail-in ballots. That is my belief based upon our investigation at BillO'Reilly.com and reading affidavits and seeing with my own eyes how votes turned around in a very strange way. However, nobody is saying there wasn't any fraud. There was, and everybody knows it. What the courts are ruling is, number one, we don't have jurisdiction to make a judgment. Or number two, it doesn't rise, the fraud doesn't rise high enough to invalidate a vote. That's what's going on. But underneath the legalisms is one simple fact. Most judges, and all of them on the Supreme Court, all nine, do not want to overturn an election. They don't care who the candidates are. They don't want to usurp the so-called will of the people. And if you are going to get their attention, you must bring in incontrovertible evidence. Well, how do you get that evidence? Two ways. Forensic examinations of the actual voting machines. We have been told that in many places, Dominion voting machines were compromised. Okay, you've got to take that hardware into a site, and federal agents have got to see, and they can, whether there was any manipulation of any voting machine. That's called forensics. You've seen it on TV. The second thing that has to be done and should be done is analytics. So say Wayne County, Michigan, Detroit, voted 90% for Joe Biden. What did the adjacent county do? And how did the mail-in votes stack? You can do those analytics, and that provides you with a strong piece of circumstantial evidence. Neither of those things have been done. They should be. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by writing it. Disagree? I'd like to hear from you. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. And please consider my new book, Killing Crazy Horse. Great gift. In a moment, something you might not know.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The COVID epidemic has infected more than 67 million people in every country on the planet, killing at least 1.5 million since March. Thankfully, doctors believe the contagion can now be contained because of the vaccine. A similar scientific breakthrough happened back in 1979 when a team of scientists finally eradicated one of history's worst plagues, smallpox. That virus was first recorded by the ancient Egyptians. People developed red skin, then lesions all over their bodies. The illness killed 40% of its victims within 36 hours back then, most from internal bleeding. The disease spread throughout the Roman Empire, ultimately infecting every place discovered on Earth. British exploration took smallpox global in the 18th century. Benjamin Franklin lost his own son to the contagion. While impossible to know the true number of fatalities associated with smallpox, by the 1950s, there was an astounding 50 million confirmed diagnoses every year. Despite some success in treating smallpox, researchers estimate the plague killed a half a billion people in the 20th century alone. Half a billion. By 1959, a team of researchers were close to getting a vaccine, but it wasn't really developed until 1967. The last known case of smallpox occurred in Africa in 1977. In total, it took a worldwide effort more than 20 years to develop a vaccine. This year, doctors formulated a vaccine for COVID in less than 9 months. That's almost a miracle. And here's something else you might not know. Smallpox is one of the few viruses in history to be used in biological warfare. The British military deployed the disease against the French and their Native American allies at the siege of Fort Pitt back in 1763. That's now modern-day Pittsburgh. Soldiers intentionally laced clothing and blankets with smallpox, then distributed the items through spies. And that happened in the West as well, as Indian tribes were given infected blankets. I chronicle that in my book, Killing Crazy Horse. Back after this.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.